Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing realer, just enough to solve your problems, too much to kill you. And when I leave, I always come right back here. The young spitter that everybody in rap fear. A lot of y'all are still sounding like last year. The game needs changing, I'm the motherfucking cashier. Nickels for my thoughts, dimes in my bed. Quarters of the cush, shape the lines in my head. Take my verses too serious, you hate me. Cause I'm the one to paint a vivid picture, no HD. Yeah, I want it all, that's why I strive for it. Diss me, you'll never hear a reply for it. Any award show or party, I get fly for it. I know that it's coming, I just hope that I'm alive for it.
I want the money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes, the hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be successful.
Yeah, I want things to go my way, but as of late, a lot of shit been going sideways. And my mother tried to run away from home, but I left something in the car, and so I caught her in the driveway. And she cried to me, so I cried too. And my stomach was soaking wet, she only 5'2". And 48 hours all before I showed up and brought $1,000 worth of drinks and got pulled up. Damn. My reality just set in, and even when the phantoms leash, them hoes wanna get in. I do a lot of things hoping I never had to fit in, so trying to keep up with my progress is like a dead end. My girl love me, but fuck it, my heart beats slow. And right now the tour bus is looking like a freak show. And life changed for us every single week, so it's good. But I know this ain't the peak though, cause I
want
the
money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes, the hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be successful.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Coming through the DMV right now. Pulled up, popped the laptop. Guess what was on? My girl Lush. Lush Radio Online. Yo, what it do? Know the name, know the difference. N-O-E. It's your boy Noah in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Act Fool, a.k.a. Captain Rap Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And when I'm in the DMV, I always show Lush, my girl Lush, on Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
Yeah.
Yo, what up, fam? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, and you already know what it is, man. Lush Radio Online, man. We can't stop. We won't stop. No matter if your house is blown up, no matter, you know what I'm saying, if your food ain't in the fridge, no matter what's going on, Lush Radio Online will still keep on rocking no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not about the person, because if you kill the person, you can't kill the idea, and the idea is to make change, and this is what Lush Radio does. And I'm live in the building, and I want to thank God right now, and I got to call this Miracle Wednesday because, yo, my apartment blew up today, son, real talk. Blew up, gas leak. You know, they boarding up the apartment. You know what I'm saying? Glass hit me in the back of my head. Paramedics came. You know what I'm saying? But thank God, thank God I'm alive right now, son, real talk. But you know what? I'm a soldier. I'm going to keep it rolling. And I got to thank God today for giving me life. You already know what it is. Appreciate your life. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know what's going to happen. So, you know what I'm saying? Today, we're going to have the one and only, your man, Kevin Sean, live in the building, VP A&R for Jive Records. So make sure you bring your pen and your pads, you know what I'm saying, and bring them questions on because your man's going to be live and dropping jewels about the industry. So make sure you pay attention. Real talk, let's get it all day, every day. Your girl, Lushy Lush, man, you know what I'm saying? Thank God I'm here. Let's get it. Lush Radio Online. We going to the phone lines, baby. Let's get it. What up, Kev? What's cracking with you, family?
What up? We in the building. I apologize to everybody who tuned in last week and didn't get the blessings, you know, that they deserve. And I want to definitely give a big, you know, I apologize to my girl, Lushy Lush, because there's definitely no disrespect on that, because I want to definitely always rock with my people whenever I get a chance.
Man, I appreciate you, man. It's all love, man. You know, it's nothing, man, you know, because you a good dude, and I love you, you know what I'm saying? You fan, so it's nothing, you know what I mean? If it was anybody else, I'd be over there in ATL beating you up right now. But, you know, it's all good. You know, I'm trying to keep a smile on my face right now. You know, my nerves was real shot because, yo, the day this morning, son, the whole apartment blew up today, son. Real talk.
Wow.
Windows blew out and everything. I'm a tweet on Twitter pics and stuff so y'all can see what I was talking about. Nerves were shot, glass hit me in the back of, you know, my head. Luckily, I was in front of my people's daughter and stuff, cause, so they wouldn't get cut up. They had to board the house up, you know, everything is, like, demolished, like, crazy, like, so I'm at another location broadcasting, but, yo, you know, I got to keep it moving, man. You know what I'm saying? Money don't stop. People don't stop. The world keep on revolving. You know what I'm saying? You can kill the person, but you can't kill the idea. You feel me?
Right. The spirit is still there. As long as the spirit is there, you can't take it away.
Real talk, man. But you know what, man? You know, since you on Lush Radio Online, you know I got to give you, you know what I'm saying, the Lush Radio welcome because you know you the super, the duper, ultra, VP, A&R, Job Records because you already know, baby.
Let me say this, y'all. I mean, Lush is my girl. She always give it to me the right way, you know, like that. I want to make sure y'all know my real, who I really am. I work with the senior VP, who is my dude. That's Wayne Williams. I am his point person. But I still, the whole goal, the whole thing is, you know, I work directly with the man, and, you know, and it gives me an opportunity to bring a lot of blessings to not only the city of Atlanta, to the industry and those who want to be in this business. So let me just put it out there like that.
That's what it is, man. Go ahead and correct me if I'm wrong. Hey, do what you do, man. You know.
No. I mean, I love you. I know, you know, and you know what? You know, at one point in time in my career, you'd have said that to me, and I said, you know what? That's really what I want to be. That's my dream, to be a head A&R at a major label or whatever. I mean, right now, I think I'm rocking with my independence out there, and I really want my independence to know it's about us right now. And my boss has afforded me the opportunity to be in the building and offer that opportunity to y'all, for those of y'all who can't get in the building. But for the real, I like being just like y'all. I like rocking. My company is called The Firm, Foundation for Innovative Resource Management. What we try to do at the firm is provide opportunities for those who don't know how to properly use the right resources, who don't have the right resources, or who don't know how to manage those resources once they get them, you know, just helping them better understand how to go about doing that, you know. And then my position is, you know, as far as Jive Records is concerned, is I work with the Senior Vice President, Wayne Williams, over there. He signed R. Kelly. We working on Raheem right now. We got a new artist named Kentrell that's really crazy. Got a new record, Encore. It's about to hit the airways, real just bananas. And then, you know, we're just trying to make a lot of great things happen. Out here in Atlanta, we just got through with the Firm Music Fest, which was how I launched my company. I wasn't really trying to do a music conference, but it just popped off like one, and that's, everybody is crazy about it. We got, you know, a lot of television projects we're working on. We got artists that we're working with. I'm working with a group called Slim OG, Ish. I'm working with NDB right now. I mean, I just got a lot of great things going on, man. I'm just really blessed right now. And, on September the 17th through the 20th, we get ready to take it to another level. We're going to be honoring my boss. He's celebrating his 20-year anniversary as an A&R at one company at Jive Records for his whole tenure, 35 years as a DJ, internationally known. That's what's going down.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? And I want to let y'all know, man, y'all make sure y'all bring y'all pens and y'all pads. If y'all got any questions for Kevin right now, I need to call in at 347-826-7722. It's going down today. We dropping some jewels and some real knowledge right now. And, you know, the fact that, you know, Kevin just basically, you know what I'm saying, even though he has his ties with Jive Records, he is his independent owned entity also. And the whole movement with the firm movement is excellent, you know, basically giving a lot of education for the independent artists, how to get money, how to basically secure yourself in this game so you don't get messed over. And, you know, basically giving you a lot of knowledge, dude, to basically yourself together in this game, because at the end of the day, if you don't come prepared in this game can definitely eat you up out here. It's not something to play with. So, you know, the knowledge that they're giving with the whole firm movement is serious. You know, yeah, we got Wayne Williams over there, TJ's was over there. You know what I'm saying? It's a big, huge movement, big conference going down to ATL. And besides all that, he also has great conferences and showcases for up-and-coming artists. Excellent ear for music, man. It's going down. So this is the go-to man right here, man. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? He's the man to talk to. So, Kev, you know, I'm proud of everything you do. I admire you. You know, I look up to you, and I love you so much. And I wanted to ask you, where did you come up with the name Kevin Shine? Is that your full name, or you just, you know, is that your stage name, the name that they call you in the business? Where did you come up with that name, Kevin Shine?
That is called my grandfather blessing my mom with a name. My mom is Martha Shine. My grandfather is Ashley Shine. And, you know, and it's just really my mom, Kevin Shine, is all birth. It's my birth name. It was, you know, it's just really wild because everybody always asks me, did I make that up? Kind of like some industry name, and it's my name.
I know, but that's the first thing you heard. But it's your birth name. That's definitely like some wild stuff for me, because that's the first time I ever seen something like that. But it's a hot name. I love your name, Kevin. I love you, Kevin. Definitely. The other thing I wanted to ask you is, when did you decide that? What inspired you to say that I'm going to get into music, and what led up to you being like that go-to man when it comes to, you know, recognizing good music?
Well, I have to, you know, there's a gentleman in my life named Bob Gordon. That's my uncle. Him, and my auntie, R.I.P. Dolores Gordon. They used to have a record store when I was a little kid and I was growing up, and they influenced me to listen to people like Staple Singers and a lot of just old school artists. And my uncle used to have people like Minnie Riperton, and different people used to stop by. He used to have a band called Bob Gordon and Smokers Band, and we had a record store. And when I was in third grade, I used to work in the record store and all like that. And it was like music was kind of embedded in me. I even had like moments when I was young where my uncle would have me come out and do like Michael Jackson moments, like for the crowd. That was how I made my little candy money and all like that back in the day, you know, when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
Because fast forward who I am now, you don't even know what God is really doing to you. And like, I always tell people that one of the things that, you know, I learned from following God is I learned to pay attention, because He's teaching you. And a lot of times we block ourselves from our own blessings. We just don't pay attention to what's happening to us and what He's doing to us. There's a divine order that is mapped out for each one of us. And if we just follow the order that he's trying to align for us, we'll find out who we are overnight. So we got to thank you to the Lord, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for putting me on my path.
And that's real talk right there. You definitely got to give him praise all day, every day, for real, real talk. You know, and you definitely have been doing great for yourself. I'm definitely proud with the whole movement and the development of everything that you're doing. How did you get this position, you know what I'm saying, with Wayne Williams, you know, with Jive Records? I mean, how did that whole, you know, integration emerge?
Well, you know, I've been in the business for over 15 years, and I've been doing, like, label consulting for different companies. I even worked with Mike Tyson back in the day when he was doing his company, Def Jam. Worked with different companies. I've helped pro football players do their company. And it was just real weird because to travel to Atlanta a lot, and then, like, I had stopped traveling for a minute, and I decided to go home, and I took on this crusade that I really wanted to help kind of, like, bred some of the talent in Chicago and helped them get on and helped them, you know, see how to make this thing real. And I was working with an organization out there called the Soul Selector DJs. And then I was working with them. I started filtering, working and cultivating talent. But Wayne was always in Chicago. Hey, I've been knowing R. Kelly too since way before Wayne signed him to Jive. I've known him. I just call him Rob. I don't, you know, everybody else, he's R. Kelly, but to me, he's Rob. But, you know, it was just real weird because I said all this to say that, you know, me and Wayne been knowing each other for years, and it was never the connection that I back then. We just always would greet each other and be, like, cool, and he would see me doing my thing. But then I came to Atlanta because I had these songwriters, these girls named Galaxy, Christine Taylor and Carla Henderson. I brought them out here to work with Brian Michael Cox. And when I was out here, you know, trying to get them on to get them their pub deal, I was really going hard trying to know all of the producers, all the songwriters I could know. And so I just was getting in with cats that I was thinking, I was just trying to find the hottest cats to put my girls to work with. And it just so happened Wayne, they came in, he had an artist named Lee Carr. He was trying to get Lee on, and he was visiting Jazzy Faye, and I was going to see Jazzy that day. And as I was greeting Jazzy, Wayne got out the car, like, man, what are you doing here? I'm like, oh, I'm here, you know, I'm rocking with these girls. He said, man, I'm here, I'm trying to get my artist right. I need to meet some songwriters and producers. One thing led to another, me introducing him to a whole bunch of new faces that he never met before. He left and went back to New York with, like, about 9-10 records. He called me that morning. He was like, man, I need you to be my person out there in Atlanta, and the rest is history.
That's what's up, man. And you guys just been building ever since then. That's definitely, you know what I'm saying, a good look, man, for real, you know what I'm saying? That's definitely a good look. I mean, From meeting him, I know it's opened a lot of doors, but what do you think is, like, the momentous, like, the biggest thing that's happened to you since you've, you know, have engaged into this, you know, this relationship and this work relationship with Wayne? Well, what is the most, the biggest thing that you could say is monumentous to you?
Well, I'm going to say so. I mean, of course, the obvious thing is the Superman record. You know, that's, you know, my record. I get accredited for that record whenever that record plays. You know, the producer Willie Will, I was able to bring him to the table. He's a producer that's right on that bubble of being one of the next hottest producers in the game, and I was able to put him in the position with the, you know, to actually get to the, you know, to get to Wayne, to get this record placed on, you know, the project, and then to have that record be the first record released was really like an honor. But actually, I would say putting me in the room with R. Kelly to watch him work, that can change your life, because when you see how this guy works and you see, you get to work with this guy every day and you see his work ethic and you see how he grinds and you see how he comes up with these songs. And it made me rewind back to being in Milwaukee one time, because, you know, like I told you, I know Rob, But I was at an actual concert of his in Milwaukee. Remember him coming on stage for the first half of the concert. He brought a radio on stage, and he played like about 10 records through the radio, and everybody knew every word of every song. Then he came on stage and performed like 10 songs, and then everybody knew every word of every song. Then he had a piano, and he played it silhouette on there, and then everybody knew every word of every song. So he probably did like 30, 40 songs that night, and everybody knew every word. And it just was amazing to me that it had never hit me before that I'm sitting here with the man who signed him and the man who's responsible for helping him find all these records and help him develop and cultivate all these albums. And I'm watching him work, and I'm going, wow. You know, I'm a part of this now. I'm not just, you know what I'm saying? And that's a life-changing thing. That's something impacting.
And that's definitely cool because you guys are coming from, like, around the same area because you're originally from Chicago, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. Shout out to all my cats out there. Shout out to my homeboy. What's my man name? IndieHipHop.net. Definitely shout out to my man out there. He wanted to tell me a shout out to Funkworm, my homeboy. He wanted me to tell you shout out.
No doubt. I mean, I love my, you know, one of the things I always tell people, you know, and Chicago, if it's not nothing, like we always, one of the things you will hear the most out of a lot of people that come out of Chicago is about the hate. And you'll hear about haters and we hate and all this. And then you go to another market and they might say the same thing. But what I'm really taking from Chicago is Chicago toughens you up. Like, if you're not, you don't understand, like, we go through it because some of us, like, in our city, I think about 70, 80% of the city is all people trying to get on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have a large number of people like that all fighting to get on. It's hard for anybody. Nobody has any role models or anybody or any, you know, like, if you live in Atlanta, you got an Outkast, you got an Usher, you know what I'm saying? If you live in New York, you got a 50, you got a Jay-Z, you got a, you know, and you got their companies right there, and you got people lived in those and grew up with these cats and all like that. But in Chicago, it's very sporadic. Like, we didn't get to participate in Kanye's success. He did that in New York. You know, Common was in Twista, were one of the rarities because they kind of developed and stayed home for a nice piece of time before they went back on to the industry. And then you might have had, like, a situation where, like, a Shauna, she left and went to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. Like, a Jeremiah, he's an enigma. He's different because he actually was picked out of the Chicago system. But it's hard to find people who are bred from a system. But I can actually say that I was bred from the Chicago system, and I was exposed to the New York and the L.A. and the other places and how they get down. But my Chicago hustle and my Chicago mentality is what drove me through everything I went through up to this. Because I stay humble and I stay hungry. And I look at cats who get satisfied, and I go, I'm just waiting on you to get lazy because I'm just going to run right past you because I'm used to coming from nothing.
And that's real talk. I mean, I know the Chicago life is, you know, serious out there, especially, you know, it's a competition, just the Midwest, the whole area itself is just like a harder competition. You know, everybody says it's constant, but it's definitely like hard because the stuff is like really sporadic when it comes to the Midwest area. But, you know, definitely, you know what I'm saying, you guys have got a lot of different jewels out there, you know what I'm saying, a lot of diamonds in the rough, like, you know, you and Kanye and a lot of cats that come out there that busted into the scene and, you know, definitely, you know, laid an imprint and made history in the music game, you know what I'm saying? And we definitely glad to have, you know, artists and people like you, you know, in this business to definitely give us, you know, provide us with wonderful music and provide us with enlightening information, you know, the better you know what I'm saying, our everyday living in regards to, you know, this music, these artists, you know what I'm saying, without people like you, you know, some artists wouldn't have the knowledge that they have now gaining from dealing with the firm and everything that you're affiliated with. I want to go in my chat room real quick because I got a couple of people in there, and I just want to shout them out. Metafancta, shout out to you. IB the Wise, number one, shout out to you. Brown Girl, shout out to you. C-Dub, shout out to you. I got my peoples in Iraq, soldiers in Iraq right now, and they want to say shout out to you. They on the AIM right now saying what's
hey,
up.
Big shout out. That's major, man. That's major. Like anybody shouting out to me from Iraq or anywhere in Afghanistan, you my hero more than I swear to God you are, because what you do provides me a living over here. So big shout out to all of y'all. Real talk.
It is. And to my all my Army battle buddies out there, because I'm ex-Army. Who, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you. You know how we do, man. For real. But, you know, there's ups and there's downs in the industry. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know what I'm saying? There's ups and downs in the industry. And what do you feel is the hardest adversity that you had to deal with, you know, being in this industry?
Well, first of all, I mean, I always tell people that I always tell this thing about me being them, because, you know, when you don't know better and you don't, and I hear a lot of people, like, you know, what's really one of the most frustrating things for me is when, you know, I watch cats go to music conferences and they pay $300-$400, or they pay $100, or they pay $200. And the moment that somebody starts talking about the business, like if it's a lawyer panel or a manager panel, and people are going out of their way to really talk about the business, you got these cats that's talking over you and talking through you and not paying attention and not really understanding that, you know, there was a, like me, who I basically didn't have nobody who really wanted to just openly give me the knowledge or the information and tell me exactly how this thing worked. Then when I made a mistake, instead of somebody just taking me by the hand and saying, Kevin, you made a mistake, and, man, you need to do this and you need to do that to fix it, I had cats just coming down on me, trying to blackball me, trying to make, you know, push people away from me and just take me out the game, like, all the way. Like, that's... It's like when for me to fight back through all of that, it was like it wasn't just me. It was like it just felt like the whole city or whole state against me, and they were just determined to shut me down, and I just wouldn't give up.
Mm-hmm.
I fought through it. I just looked at everybody that didn't take their time to get that information, you know, and then when I had the opportunity to finally get a mentor, it turned out to be somebody named Ernie Singleton, who at the time was president of a major label. And Ernie just, you know, said, you know, now that I'm giving you a chance, you got to give a chance to other people. And I swear to God, I made an oath to him that he ain't never got to, he ain't never got to say that to me, because I feel like that's something I got to do just because it makes my spirit right. Now, it's become my niche. It ain't just something that I'm doing anymore because I'm trying to just give back or because whatever the reason might be. I'm doing it because actually I love doing it. I love educating people. I love helping people. And it's frustrating to me when I see somebody not getting the information or not wanting to get the information, because you don't realize, man, like this game changes every day. And
mm-hmm.
It's more than just going in the studio and making a record or running behind your friends or trying to get in the club or act bling bling. Like, I'm going to say some real jewels right now. I'm going to drop something real, 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 real heavy on everybody out there. Like, this is what they doing to us right now. They stopped making us love music and stopped making us love money. So we don't make music to make music. We make music money, and we love money more than we love music, and that's why the industry is falling apart right now.
Wow, that's some real talk right there, man. That's some real talk right there. You ain't even lying like that. At one time, just like you said, cash was in there for the love of the music, the passion of the music, for the love of what it brings to the people, to move the people. Now people are so hungry for the dollar that they don't care if they're giving garbage out to the consumer. But then at the same time, we can't always blame the artists, because remember, the consumers have weight too. If the consumers like this stuff, then hey, we got to put the blame too also on the consumer. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Let me say this. Let me say this, and this would kind of even go more in terms of why we even having this conversation, because you did say we're going to drop some jewels, so we're going to drop some jewels today, right? So
Get them. Get them.
Basically, you are in a position right now where predominantly most of our economy is not being given the opportunity to have education and not learn what their real capacity is. So they prey on the fact that most of the people, when we do music, we are always being told, dumb it down to an elementary level, because that's the level that they treat us at. So when we make music, we can't make good, intelligent music for the masses because they feel that the masses is dumb. So they make dumb music and keep teaching dumb things to these people. And what's happening is that when we don't go to school, when we don't look to make our lives better or try to educate ourselves, like they always say, there's the plan and then there's the dollar. So if I give you the dollar and I don't give you the plan, you don't care about the plan if you think the dollar can be given to you quicker. So you don't want to know the knowledge, and they plan on that. They hope it. You say, give me the dollar and don't give me the plan, because then you can't build to get your own money. They can dictate what they want you to do. So it goes into our music also. The consumer don't realize that you are not looking for the plan. You're looking for the dollar. Looking at this thing, you're listening for the dollar. You want to hear people talk about the bling bling and all the other stuff and being rich because you think that makes you feel better. But you don't want to hear, like, if you go back and you listen to a Marvin Gaye record about what's going on and the times is tough and things is going bad and they telling you what's going on in the streets and they trying to bring us up and they trying to empower us with the knowledge through the music. You just want people to say, okay, let's go on some vacations, pop your crystal, put your glasses up, because you're wearing your bling bling now.
That's real talk. I mean, like we all know, like we talked in past shows, you know, Viacom owns everything, and, you know, and I'm you know, Radio One, you know, that whole situation, even though a lot of people highlight the young lady, I can't even think of her name right now. She owns TV One, and don't get mad at me. This is don't get mad at me. But I believe that, hey, you know, I ain't going to knock her. She went and capitalized, got her money. But at the same time, I still think it was a sellout. I don't think she did really nothing to really change, you know, the African-American community. I think a lot of people are basically conforming, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to this music situation. Basically, people are like, okay, we're going to get this one hit. You know what I'm saying? We're going to, you know, throw something out there that's dumbed down. We're going, you know, I'm sorry to say, I'm not going to take nothing from the stanky leg or anything like that. If you like that, you rock with that, that's all good. But at the end of the day, we don't got no music that's dropping knowledge. We don't got no music that's really giving us something to really relate to. You know, like, you know, it's just a lot of nonsense, but, you know, If the system is setting the system to dumb the people down, when is there going to be a change? But I see that there's a movement into this whole, like, I don't even call it hip-hop. If you're stuck on a hip-hop genre, which the hip-hop itself is slowly kind of dying, it's more of a, like a pop-hop-ish, like, movement. I don't know if you agree with me on that. It's like, because I've seen a lot of people move into the segment of, like, the alternative rock or, like pop, like in the emergence of this new evolution of music that we're going into, Kevin.
Well, let me get in on that, because, well, first of all, let's deal with it from this standpoint. First of all, we have to be better businessmen and women about what we say we want to own. If we had urban music departments, you know, we were looking across the way at what pop music was doing. We were selling like 3 million records. You know, sometimes it would take us 2-3 years to get that 3 million record sales, and we'd be happy with it. But then when we would look across the and see them selling 10 million records, our people would always say, well, wait a minute. Our music is just as good as their music, so why aren't we selling the 10 million records as opposed to the 3 million records? But then the issue wasn't that we weren't selling, right? The issue is that we were popularizing our music, based on how popular it got, that could cross over to that music, and then it would take on that life. Now, we're not letting the music naturally cross over popular. We're going straight pop.
Mm-hmm.
We're like totally eliminating from developing a popular culture. So I was having a conversation with an A&R the other day. We had a little debate, and the debate was, well, you know, music should be more diverse for everybody, and da 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 da. And I said, well, like I said on the show last time I was on the show, well, then tell me what the hell you call Gucci Man, because he not pop. And it's basically doing what he does. Now, what he is he's popular.
Oh.
Gucci Man, and you stick him on a record with Mario, and you stick him on a record with Mariah, that doesn't make him pop. It just increases his popularity.
So let's throw in that whole emphasis on besides being the popular person. So is more of the merge of the popular at that time, phase. Is that what it is? And you being popular is the fact that you're able to move into the, it's not saying that you're classified as pop, but they're merging you with the pop music, because it seems like that's the new stage that the music is going to. They're emerging and causing cohesion with the hip-hop, quote-unquote hip-hop that they say, and pop music. And so we're talking about the popular artists, because, I mean, we're not going to say that Gucci Mane is the best artist out there, but he's popular. So the fact that you don't have to be the greatest artist,
no,
but the fact that you're popular,
right,
is why you're getting these record sales, basically from branding yourself. Which I had to state to a lot of these independent artists here when I dropped a couple of jewels on them to tell them that you always ask yourself, why is it you see cats that's out here that suck? Well, you quote unquote think that they suck. And they don't have to be the hottest artist, but they have a strong team. Invested in themselves on branding and became that popular person. Well, you can have the greatest artist, but that person doesn't have that strong team, and they haven't branded themselves. They haven't learned the game itself as a business. Therefore, they're not going to be on that popular level, learning to manipulate it to capitalize to be where you need to be in that proper position.
Speak on it, Kevin. Intricate, which is the game, which is the business. Let me always say, like, the business is where we're having our problems at. The game is where we're having our problems at, because the game is the obstacle. You have to put up with to get to the business. Like when you guys come to when y'all come into this game, it's like any game. It's a game. You got to learn the rules of the game. And the rules of the game is whatever your weakness is what we negotiate. Whatever your weakness is what we negotiate. We don't negotiate your strengths. We negotiate your weaknesses. So when cats come to me and they be like, well, I do this, I do that, I do this, I do that, I do this, I do that, I do this, I do that. And it ain't what you do, dog, it's what you don't do is what I'm negotiating right now. We negotiate your weaknesses. So when you bring your contract to the table, you want to get a contract, then I'm not going to negotiate with you based on your strength. I'm going to negotiate with you based on your weakness. Because if I catch you needing, like, say your weakness is you like to get high. Your weakness is you like girls. Your weakness is you don't like to work late. Your weakness is whatever your weakness is going to be how I negotiate with you
going to keep you from getting the money that you should get.
Mm, and that's real talk. And a lot of artists don't understand, and I'm glad you definitely put that out there like that. And real quick, Kev, I got a caller from the 202. That sounds like the DMV right there. Caller from the 202, you're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush, on Lush Radio Online, along with the one, the only, my man Kevin Sean. You know, definitely doing big things, you know what I'm saying? Talking about the firm biz, you already know what it is, man. What's cracking, man? Tell us your name, tell us where you repping, fam. 202? 202, you live in the building. 202. I guess you just want to listen. Okay, we'll try you one more time, sweetie. Thanks for calling, though. You know, I guess they just want to listen on the line, but, you know, we definitely, you know what I'm saying, talking and dropping some real jewels on the table right here, you know, when it comes to Kevin right here. So we're going to go to a quick commercial, if you could stay with us. And
can I give a quick shot before you go to commercial?
Yeah, go ahead, sweetie.
Yeah, I want to give a very, very big shout out to my man Daryl and the beauty salon over here doing their thing real big at 4464 Camilton Road in Atlanta. My man is, I'm actually in the shop, and I was just about to get a haircut, and my man, you know, and the, you know, Lushy Lush know how much I love her, and, you know, and Daryl's looking at me like, okay, but I just had to give him a shot because he about to cut my head, and he actually shop open so we can do this interview and make sure. Love I need to get.
that's what's up. So I guess, you know, he can start, you know, cutting in between while I play this commercial. I'm going to play this commercial, and I'm going to play this song from this new artist. I'm going to kind of like pop it out of California. It's called Aim to Please and stuff. So I just want to get your feedback on it, so I guess you can listen a little bit so you know he got time to cut your head when we come back. You know what I'm saying?
You know, yeah, the fact.
Huh?
Let's do it.
Okay, that's what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to a quick commercial, and I'm going to give you this song called Aim to Please from your main Ace Smith, new artist doing this 1-2, and we're going to get that feedback. You know New Music Friday is Friday, but you know what? We're going to go to these quick commercials, and we'll be back on Lush Radio Online along with your man, Kevin Sean.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com.
That's hustleevents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music consumers. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah. yo, this is your boy Chubb Rock. And definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yo, I'm sorry I had to cut that joint off, like, kind of early and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Mad love to my peoples, you know what I'm saying, and asked me to play that joint. But I'm going, when I come bring Kevin back on the show, he's going to give his feedback, but I definitely got my feedback on it, and I'm going to let you know that, number one, for that song right there, you know what I'm saying, which, you know what I'm saying, I always try to, you know, I always love my independent artists, which really, you know, new music, you know what I'm saying, is New Music Friday, you know what I'm saying, where you submit your music is Lush Radio Online, mp3s at gmail.com, where you can submit your new music, and you have a panel of judges, which this Friday, I'm going to be interviewing Spider Loke from G-Unit, and I'm going to have Mike Special Ed on there as a panelist. And and I might have Music Jones, manager to Archie Eversole, as a panelist to judge on the music, and, you know, Brown Girls and the other A&R from So Def. So my thing right there for that is that one thing, the number one thing for you artists is that you need to mix and master your music when you're sending it to radio stations or sending it to a DJ. The worst thing you can do is send unmastered music because you have different levels. And you notice from this song right here, which, you know, I always support independent artists, but what I got to say from this song right here, you notice how some the music itself was overpowering his vocals, and they need to compress it. You understand? And basically, turn the beat down so you can hear what he say. It sound like it could have had potential to be a nice song. But due to the fact, whoever, where studio or wherever he recorded it at, they didn't even out the levels. So that's the main thing, is getting stuff mastered. When you're submitting stuff for mixtapes, when you're submitting stuff for radio show, master your music. Because the worst thing is to have stuff like that happen. You play something on there and it's off level. It might have potential to be a good song, but the fact that it wasn't mastered, you know, that's why. But I always tell y'all, don't say that Lush don't never give you a chance. I give you a chance. I support y'all, but make sure you come correct when you bring this stuff. The only thing I can suggest for him is master his music. Make sure that your music doesn't overpower your vocals. And, you know, I'm always open to play the stuff, play, you know, if he masters that so I can hear what he's really saying, then we good to go. But we do have New Music Fridays, and, you know, he can resend that when he masters that song, and we'd be good to go. But I'd like to give honest feedback. I don't like to tear artists down. But, you know what I'm saying, that's my feedback on that. But I'm going to go ahead and, you know, I know he's in the middle of getting his hair cut and stuff, but I'm going to see if he got free time, and then we'll go to a song, and then we'll come back to him. So, Kev, I don't know if you heard that a little bit.
I call it the poor man's mix, you know, because, you know, that's how they, you know, because the minute you start to people about their budget, they always tell you how much money they don't got.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's a more mentality than a reality.
Mm-hmm.
When cats got to go get their lights on and they got to pay their rent and all like that, or they got to buy them new J's they got to get, or they got to go get that nice little bag of weed or whatever, they always find money back. But, like, this is here. And, like, to me, mix wasn't right. I tuned it out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get technical like that because I tuned it out because the mix wasn't right.
Yeah.
You know, I heard the track. It just sounded like it just was running on and on and on. The change. There was nothing, you know, I didn't know when the hook came in, really, how the track was set up, and, you know, what the artist was doing was nothing he was saying that was really, and then I couldn't hear it like you said, so it really kind of went over my head after a while, so I just kind of just, you know, I feel bad that, you know, I know somebody out there
and you think, you know, maybe you might feel like somebody is coming down on you or hating you, but you got to also consider, man, that regardless of what you think this game works like, this is not the government cheese business. We don't do we don't throw anything out there to get a response. Stuff close to our heart, and we make sure that whatever we present, it represents who we are, and I represent you because I know that ain't the best you could give.
And that was definitely a cheat, and I want to let all of you guys know, even on my New Music Fridays, where we have the panel of people, because I got callers that call in the audience, that you are subject to the callers, you know, of what they say, you know, so it's not like nothing biased, and I'm not being biased or anything like that. The fact is, we both of us have a good ear for music, and the thing about it is that this is corrective criticism. It's not the fact that you want to tear any artist down. We appreciate it because it takes a lot of guts to do music, but when you come, you know what I'm saying, make sure you come prepared because you don't want to have no situation like this, but I hope you can take from this and improve on your craft, you know what I'm saying? And definitely, you know, when you have something else, send it to me, and we'll go ahead and play it on the show. You know, I just try to give you a chance and stuff, but, like, just the loudness of that, like, what it was just, like, almost like a loud, like irritating noise in my ear, like, with the beat. I don't know, like, it was totally, like, not mixed down. But, more power to you, and just keep working on your craft and keep doing what you do. And, you know, when you have something else, send it to me, you know. It's all good. But, that's, you know, but, you know, we dropping jewels and real knowledge right here. And I know you in between cutting your hair. I'm going to let you, you know.
We all good. I mean, you know, one of the things, you know, Lush, is like we, in this business, we, you know, that's what I mean. Not really understanding, like, the education can't be getting out there the way we think it should be getting out there, because there's no reason for nobody to ever in their right mind anything less than quality. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of education somewhere, because cats actually thought they could get away with giving you that, and that you was going to rock it, and that was going to get them that $1 million check or that ticket out of the hood. And it ain't going to get you out the hood. It's going to make people look down on you and say, you don't take your craft serious, you don't take my time serious, you don't take her time serious. You just put on the radio for masses of people to hear that could have got you spins, it could have got you booked, it could have got you a bunch of stuff. It could have left it. I'm sitting here. I'm one of the cats that love to take something new and go show it off. You know what I'm saying? I love that feeling of, oh, man, Lush, can I get that MP3? Me that. Man, I want to go play that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Love that feeling. It's almost like I'm in this position where I look at myself like a reporter. Like I'm bringing new news to the table. You know what I'm saying? I want to break the story first.
Mm-hmm. And that's really...
It's very disheartening to me when somebody don't take what they do seriously, you know, to the point that they don't go to do every means necessary to market their stuff and find out what they're giving you is the best that they could give you. And I just don't believe that was the best, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's not about you that I'm talking about, that just on the music side. It's people like you who we're talking to, all of y'all, man. Like, take this seriously, man. That's what I mean about everybody's trying to hurry up and get paid, and everybody ain't really going in the studio thinking about really getting their music all the way up to par, or the quality, or the songwriting, or the technique, or all the different things that it takes to really, you know, even get that first look. You know what I'm saying? It's like, listen, we got to slow down, man. Real talk.
And that's real talk. And the other thing I just have to remind you guys again is, There is a difference between a beat maker and a producer.
Yes.
A beat maker, anybody can make a beat. Fruit of the Loops, do what they got to do or whatever. But not everybody can become a producer or be a producer, okay, and an engineer, okay? You have to learn this craft, okay? You have to specialize in this craft. When you create a beat, Anybody could throw you a beat and put your voice on it, but that doesn't mean that they're taking out all the echoing. They're not taking out all the puh, and the spitting from the spit with the spit guard. If you don't have a spit guard and you're recording from home, and they're not taking out all the dead air. They're not doing all that. They're just throwing your vocals on a beat. A producer constructs it as if they're performing surgery, as if it's an orchestra, a masterpiece from beginning to end. They know when the breaks are. They know when you start up. They know how to tone something's down and even out the levels. They know how to mix and master your music so it can be clear and crisp and you have quality. A lot of people go to beat makers and think they're producers. They are not producers. Get a producer. And mix and master your music when you present it to the table. That is a key element when you are bringing a presentation to record labels, when you're bringing that to a DJ to spin your music. A DJ's not going to spin your music in the club if your music is off. It's not mixed and mastered, because what they have to do is first they're taking a risk putting their name behind you. They're taking a risk by putting it in between other artists to try to blend you in there if they're taking a chance. So don't set anybody up or put somebody's name, you know what I'm saying, in jeopardy because you don't take pride in your craft. And not to say that you want to do this and it's something that you want to do, but don't, you can't be cheap on quality, you feel me? You don't want to get no... You don't want to get like shoes. Like, you get shoes for your feet for comfort. So you spend money for comfort. You don't want to get some shoes that are raggedy because they're cheap, and then you end up having feet problems because you was cheap. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to go in front of your boys with the off brands because you feel embarrassed because I'm rocking the new hot joints, and you got the off-brand joints, and you embarrassed, but how you treating your music? You're treating it like it's off-brand joint. Like, you're not treating it like it's the quality new joint that everybody got to have.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And this is real jewels that you know what I'm saying, that's real talk right here, you know what I'm saying? And like we talked about when Kevin was on the show with shout out to Funky Flashback, my girl Shit, you know, say hottest clothing line, doing a thing out there, female boss's boss. And we was talking about, you know, basically, you know what I'm saying, like an entertainment lawyer, like, you know what I'm saying, incorporating, you know what I'm saying, and trademarking your craft. Like, that's like some serious stuff. Like, get your legal stuff together. Copyright your music, because I'm going to tell you, my people's produced a track. Sat, this is back in the day, sat in there with some major people, major artists, and a major producer, sat in there, they liked the stuff. Next day, next couple of days, they're playing this song with his track on the thing, but he never copyrighted it. So who's to say it's his? You have to copyright your music. Who cares if you go in the studio and say, oh, this joint is hot, son? Don't be sitting here letting everybody listen to it. Copyright your lyrics. Everything, and producers, copyright your track. Like, this game is cutthroat. It's not no game to play with. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, it's all good. You can sell your stuff independently, but, yo, you need to go ahead and get your stuff registered, BMI, ask it, whatever you going to register, you got to register, even one of them, register your music, dude, because, I mean, this game is ruthless.
Well,
for real.
The process is this, y'all. First thing you do when you go to a studio and you work on some music, you have to have something called a split sheet. And the split sheet basically is a sheet that has on the form, it has who wrote the lyrics, who did the music, because your music, and like she was saying earlier, you're not considered a producer by us. You're considered a writer. It takes somebody to write the music, and it takes somebody to make the lyrics to make a complete song. So the music is just as much writing as the lyric is writing. So a lot of times people don't know that, and that's why, you know, because what happened is hip-hop got in the scene. And basically, for those of you who didn't know, is like the ways people walk around calling themselves producers is because the producer kind of oversees the whole
vision, the final vision of what it is that creatively is made, and he's the one who selects the engineer, the person who's going to do the vocal production, the person who's going to be doing the backgrounds, all of that. He's selecting all these people based on what he wants his finished product to sound like. But what was also happening is that a producer was also hiring musicians. He would hire the drummer, the bass, the guitar players, and all the different people who played all the instruments. So people didn't want, that was a lot of money. And then when technology kicked in and we got, you know, all this new technology where you can use all these different things, you know, that then put people in a position where you didn't have to hire all these musicians. So cats were able to make the music themselves via, we call it the Nintendo generation, and then you start making this music yourself, and now that you're making the music yourself, you know, a lot of cats, well, you don't have to know music. You don't have to know theory. You don't have to know a lot of things. You just have to have good instincts. Some cats have great, great instincts about music, and they know how to put the right notes and the right together, but a lot of you don't have good instincts about music, and you don't have no music theory, so your stuff don't come out sounding right. So now you're running around and you're calling yourself a producer because you're saving money. That's the only reason cats get called producers, because they were saving themselves that money, and they were the ones that was making the end all, the be all decision. So, but the bottom line of it is that, like she said, you're not really producers. You're not really going through the process of doing the business. So you do the split sheet. After you do the split sheet and you put on there who gets what percentage, then you got to put the name of your publishing company. When you go to ASCAP or BMI, these are called PROs, Performance Rights Societies. They're not your publishing company. You can't tell everybody, yeah, my publishing company is ASCAP. That's not your publishing company. That's your Performance Rights Society. What they basically are doing is they're collecting all the mechanical monies when your stuff plays on the radio, when your stuff plays in a club, when your stuff plays over the elevator or whatever, or your TV or whatever the stuff. When somebody uses your stuff, they collect all that money for you. So that's how ASCAP and them work. But if you ain't got nothing on the radio and all like that, they don't basically, they're not your publishing company. Now, what they also do is they help you get a name. But once you get the name and they clear the name, you still got to go and do your LLC. You still got to do your trade, you know, all of the necessary trademarking, you know, your logos and everything to make sure you really have a publishing company. Now, after you have went through all these processes and you did all this stuff, you still got producers, agreements and songwriters agreements and all kind of stuff you got to do. So there's so many steps to this that you just can't say, well, I went to the studio, I made the beat, and dude stole it, and it's mine. Don't work that way. Although, by law, when you make a beat, I mean, you make a song, it's copyrighted by your just doing it, you still need proof. You still need some kind of proof. You can't just get pissed off and mad because somebody stole you or got over on you because they got over on you because you didn't do the proper paperwork and you didn't cover your own butt to make sure the things was done right. Everybody, ain't nobody really trying to get over on nobody, but ain't nobody going to back down from taking some money off of you if you ain't dumb enough to get it yourself.
And that's real talk. That's some real talk right there. I mean, it's some, definitely some real stuff right there. You know what I'm saying? And I got this other joint right here, it is New Music Friday. You know what I'm saying, on Friday, but you know I got some stuff that you know actually, you know, I got Wordsmith out here from the DMV. This one is called Half Ball, Half Amazing. I want to know your feedback on it, any, you know, improvements, what you think or whatever. Wordsmith is definitely doing his thing. He dropped the album with Chubb Rock. Y'all know Chubb Rock, you know what I'm saying? Bridging the Gap, and that joint dropped, like, I think, like, August, like, maybe the 16th or something like that, or July, one of them days. But, you know, it's on iTunes and all that jazz, so check for that. But I'm going to play this joint. I want to get your feedback on this, Kev. and see what you think. You know what I'm saying? Because we give feedback to major. It don't matter if you're major. It don't matter if you're indie. We give real feedback. Y'all going to see that on Friday. But I'm just giving little bit snippets for Kev, you know what I'm saying, to give his opinion on how he feels about the situation. And it's not to tear people down. You already know what it is. Let's Radio Online. Half boss, half amazing. And we're going to be back with Kevin Shine. You already know what it is.
In the booth, and I raise the roof. The rhymes, 100 proof. Lines by the boat provoke me like the hope. The pen nearly broke when I wrote these notes. Little mind power, the power to channel rage. I change up the phrase and levitate the page. Nice flow, the stare is so cold. Conduct the sick show, I'm Mr. Maestro. Extraordinary, I bury divine verbs. Action with words to vibrate your nerves. Online, email, or a chat to bars. Like love or gloves, a good match. The bars flip back, track to flip tracks. Amazing with stats, a lyrical acrobat.
Right there, you know what I'm saying? So we want to get that honest feedback. We're going back to the line right here to check out, you know what I'm saying, my man, the one and only, Kevin Shine. What you think about that, man? What's your honest feedback on that one right there, fam?
Well, I mean, you know, of course, because, you know, I'm always going to be a fan of just true hip-hop. I like the essence of what it was about. It was like, but, you know, for me, It was a cool track. It didn't take me where I need to go, but I like the vibe of it. It would be like would listen to on the CD, but it wouldn't be the joint for me.
Yep. So it's more like it's something that you would chill and listen to like in your crib, but nothing that you would say, yo, dog, I got that's that high joint, that's that next hit right there. It's on some smooth stuff.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely was putting it on some just chill stuff, but not on something like where I would be like, that would be the record I would go with, or if I really wanted to be you. It's like, I do want to speak about the word single, because that's another big topic. Like, the whole essence of like album, the whole concept of album is like you make like 10 songs, and out of the 10 songs that you made, they had a concept whole album. You might have went in like for every song. I mean, every 3 out of every 10 songs, that's what it takes to make an album. So you like might have cut like 30, 40 songs, and then you went back and you picked the 10 out of those 30 or 40 songs that you thought was out of that batch of songs that really tells the story or the storyline you want to tell. So then you look for that record that stands out from all the other records that really help you tell the overall story. And when cats hear this record, they should know you, they should know your fears, you know, trying to go for, and they should be able, that should then make it where now they want to buy your album because they feel like they relate to you or they relate to what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? But you got those records like that record that don't have to be the single. It can be the record on the album that just is that joint you listen to. You don't have to, every record you make don't got to be a album joint or the record that you would call the single. You know what I'm saying? Some records are buzz records. Some records you might throw out there and say, this record is just to get the buzz to sit. No, it's coming. It's really the single. Like, Wankster was the buzz record, but In the Club was the single. It was the record that helped, it helped introduce us to the 50 Cent story. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like feel like that would be the record that definitely would be a joint on the album I might rock and listen to, but it wouldn't be like the joint that would stand out for me on the whole, you know, as a single.
That barber that's cutting that hair, you know what I'm saying, giving you, you know what I'm saying, that hot look over there, tell him don't nick you up because I'm going to come up there and beat him up. You already know, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we got this caller right here from the 314. You still there with me, Kev?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, tell him don't nick you up over there, homie.
The best hot cut. Yeah, what's the honor?
Caller from the 314. You're live in the building with your girl Lushy Lush on one of the hottest radio shows on the net with man Kevin Shine live in the building. What's cracking, family? State your name and where you repping, fam.
Yeah, this is C Dub from St. Louis.
That's what's up. What's up?
Yeah, so what's up? You know what I'm calling about? You know, I know a couple of guys. You know, I know a couple of rappers that you did some things with. You know, Huey and Kid Trail, I know them, you know, them guys and so forth. And, and you know, I'm wishing them all well, you know, that's coming out the loo, you know what I'm saying? But my question is here, is that, you know, I'm working with this guy, you know, but the problem we having is because he's not, he's strictly lyrical, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, because the sound that's coming out of St. Louis is not the sound that he has. And they not really accepting that sound. What does it take? Because, you know, a lot of people is not going to change over that style to try to just get a deal that quickly. Because we looking to have longevity in the game. So what do you suggest?
Well, my advice to you is that, what is your role? You the manager? You the company?
Yeah,
you're the manager?
I'm the co-manager and promoter.
Okay, you're the co-manager. Okay, well, the second thing you said is almost as important as the first thing you said. You're the promoter. So really, at this particular point, what you want to do is you want to surround him with people that are like him. Like when you go into your market. Like I used to live in St. Louis. And I used to stay in the North County up there. You know, 367 Alton Vic. Shout out to my people, Biked Out Entertainment. Mr. Weeze and all of them.
Okay,
anyway.
Yeah, okay.
When I used to live up there, it's just really, it is a culture of people who do like real hip-hop St. Louis. But I think the dominant music is, you know, the dance music, you know, the more commercial sounding music, you know, the stuff that Nelly and them are doing. But you got to understand that, you know, you got to get out here as the promoter,
you got to figure out, find those people who are like-minded in what you are trying to promote. Stop trying to get to the masses of the people and then try to create an environment that you can use to cultivate and develop your artists in that culture and be patient. Because a lot of times with real hip-hop, because it's, you know, like you said, you're doing something that is such a mainstay in the business, it's also something that people get impatient about. Like, you, 1 minute you'll have somebody saying, I want to be a real rapper, and then the next minute they're doing the thing to try to be down with everybody else because they want to get into the money. So my advice to you is, as a promoter, create that environment for your artists and other artists like your artists to go, so then that way y'all can start to cultivate your own movement, y'all can start to cultivate your own thing, and then you can probably help create an avenue so people can now figure out who they need to be dealing with to get to the next level on that end. And then if somebody is into hip-hop, they're going to come into St. Louis, they're going to be looking for you because there's no one else in St. Louis doing what you do, which now gives you more access to the people that are trying to do that music.
Okay, I feel you on that. I feel you on that.
That's some real talk right there, man. You got any more questions for him, fam?
Okay, and another question, just like how you say, because we've been in the game for quite a while. You know, we just not new at this game. And the thing is that what we are seeing, you know, because we send out demos, we send out our things to these record labels and so forth, you know, and then like when they hear, you know, they say they're gonna get with us, and then the next thing you know, you don't hear from them, and the problem is sometimes we want to put on a showcase and bring them down there. Do you suggest that's a good thing to get the A&Rs to come down to where we are? Or how do you work that?
Oh, I love coming to your market. I mean, if it's something going on and it's something that's popping, yeah, I definitely don't mind coming into the market. But this is my thing to you. You're not, like I just said to you, what my advice to you is, don't chase the record deal. If you don't define your artist and your artist audience and you don't find out who those people are that love your artist, if you don't capture that movement and start that movement and figure that thing out, you're going to be chasing a record deal. Now, I always got this thing that about people always spend more money to get a record deal than what they get when they actually get the record deal. So you may not get as much money as you're going to spend. So I would rather you be spending that money to cultivate an environment so that you can have your artists make some money. Because even if you ain't doing up and selling your CD right now for 50 cents and you ain't giving it away, you're still learning more about who is the people that follow you than when you're giving your CD away. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's all about you building your artists up and you understanding the consumer that you're trying to cater to and putting yourself in a position so that when the A&R come around and I'm looking, I want to support your project. I see other people supporting your project, which is encouraging me to first investigate how to help you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna make an investment until you make an investment.
Right. I feel you. That's what's up.
That's real talk. And we want to thank you, man. You know, C-Dub, for definitely calling. You know what I'm saying? And you know, want to plug in. You know what I'm saying? Something real quick. Before, you know what I'm saying? You roll up, fam.
Okay. Yeah, I want to just plug in and say what's up to everyone on the radio station there in St. Louis. And if you want to hear my boy Will Victory, check him out on myspace.com/WillVictoryMusic and download his mixtape for free. Check him out, and let's make this movement happen.
Man, that's what's up, man. We got C-Dub right here live in the building. Live with your man, Kevin Shine. Kevin Shine, people want to get up with you, man. They want to check for you, man. They want to see your whole movement and check you out, man. Let them know them contacts, man.
Okay. The best way to catch up with me is you can actually get me on Twitter, which is a good way to catch me at Kevin_ANR_Shine. Like, that's like, get up with me on there, Kevin_ANR _shine. Or you can reach me at myspace.com at myspace.com/Kev, KevShine. Those are like the two best ways for everybody to get in touch with me about anything you want to talk to me about. I'm using Twitter real, real heavy. I check my MySpace every now and then. But if you get on there and you get up with me, I'll get back at you and we'll build and we'll see what we can do.
And that's Kevin does get back to you fast on Twitter, because I know if I can't get him on the phone, I'll Twitter him and he'll respond fast. He's on Twitter 24 hours a day. I think he got it on his cell phone too. But Kev, it's ironic, you know what I'm saying, when we talk about the social media and you know what I'm saying, how much the playing field is level. Like,
if it was any other day in another lifetime, people like me and Kevin might have had not been able to even connect directly. I would have had to go through this cat, and this cat just to get to Kevin. You know what I'm saying? But due to the fact of this social media network, like, you know, outlets like Twitter and things like that, which is so beneficial, I was able to meet Kevin, you know what I'm saying, and it's been wonderful ever since. He's a very, you know, good dude. His word is his bond. You know, I ain't going, you know, throw out there, you know, last week, but, you know, I still love you, though. But I'm definitely, you know, his word is his bond, and he definitely loves. He's a true lover of what hip-hop means and what music means, and he's definitely given some real knowledge to the artists out there, man, and y'all definitely need to check him on Twitter. The other thing I was going to ask you, what is your top five no-nos when an artist comes and presents themselves to you? What are your top five no-nos, Kev? Kev, you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Kevin, you there? I was going to ask you, what are your top five no-nos? What are your top five no-nos when it comes to presentation from an artist? What is your top five no-nos that an artist should do when they're coming to you and saying, yo, I really need you to, you know, check this out, or I need you to represent me? What are the top five no-nos?
Well, my top five no-nos, first of all, is don't never hand me a CD without your information on it. And, you know, that's my major one. My second major one is come to me and tell me how hot you are before I actually heard the CD. Like, actually, I don't, you know, like Mr. Shine, you know, or just come to me, man, you know, I got a CD, and taking me some feedback on whatever. Always remember that you're approaching me as a person also. You know, so, I mean, if you're not approaching me in the proper way, you're not going to encourage me to want to help you with your product. The other thing is don't wear more money on your neck and around your and stuff than you put on your product. Like, I hate it when everybody and they blinged out and they looking like they got $1 million, but their product look like it's garbage.
Oh, wow. Get them. Get them. Go ahead, Kev. That's what it is, man.
Number four is I hate it when artists perform, when they perform records they haven't test marketed. Like, I think, you know, if you don't have one record that I like, I don't want to watch you do three.
Wow. You know what? Let me give you something for that, because that was real talk, man. That was definitely real talk. Let me give you something for that, because he just dropped some real jewels right there. Man. If that first song is garbage, don't try to perform three or four of them. Make sure the first one that you come with, you act like that you working for your life when you come to that A&R. You come to him and you like, this right here, I put my heart and my soul in it, and you make it feel that. Don't perform five or six times when you done messed up the first time. Bring the heat. Bring the heat, family. So what's the next one? Number five, baby. Number five.
Number five is that if I didn't request you to do it, then that means that I need you to be patient, wait. Like, a lot of times people will call me, and they're going so hard that they don't even, like, if I request you to call me, I say, give me a call at this time, or whatever, whatever. Or I say, get back to me at this time, or whatever, whatever. Because I've had a chance to listen to your product, and I'm ready to give you feedback. But if I haven't requested you, then don't blow me up. You're trying so hard to be you serious. Because it's proving you look like you really like a bugaboo. And it's rubbing. You know what I'm saying? And the last one is accept constructive criticism and understand that this is only to make you better, not to hurt your feelings, not to make you worse.
That's some real jewels right there. Kev, I'm going to go to a quick song, and then when we come back, that'll give them some time to, you know, you can sit back and chill for a second, then we come back to you. We're going to wrap this up, and then, you know what I'm saying, we're going to let you to drop your last couple of jewels, you know what I'm saying, so you can, you know, relax. Because I hear him up there like, dog, if you don't keep your head still now. But we're going to go to a quick song. This is some new Willie North. What'd you say?
Listen, don't stop the Barbie when he's doing his thing. That's the last. You got to keep me fired. That's part B to that number five.
All right, y'all. Let's do this.
That's real talk right there. We're going to go to this quick song. When we come back, we're going to, you know, wrap it up with your man. You got, you know, last couple of minutes to call in. Before I go to the song, we do have this caller from the 773. Caller, we're going to get to you once I come back from the song. This is new Willie North Pole. North Pole's, you know, Willie North Pole. Shout out to my girl Tiffany J. Family Tree, you already know what it is. Willie North Pole, AZ's best. You know what I'm saying? This is a new joint. This is Arizona's next. Check it out. But I will be playing it on New Music Friday for new feedback, so check it out. You already know what it is. We're going to be back.
Connect, nigga. Like a concentration camp.
Need to connect.
You put niggas all in one area.
Serving
the
pussy,
y'all. Then you destruct. It's Willie. Just need to connect. Look, hip hop parade. Yeah. The new treacher's here. The new rapper that's on fire. The best is here. Yeah. Any rapper that's retired. The best is here. Willie Flo's the new Usher. The X is here. Yeah. Look at these rap gangsters next to the queers. I don't care if you knew or getting checks for years. I don't respect. I spit off reflex. Willie got his chest poked out like it's a V-neck. Put your fatigue on, Zona, cause we next. Willie barking up in the desert and not in meat X. I don't care about you fuck faces. Duck tape. That's why I'm murking these pussy niggas, fuck rapists, get em. And it's sad that my city do the most hating. But when I see him, I see titties, niggas whole caking. Shake my hands, bitch, tell me I'm the man, bitch. We can both be phony, can't beef with a sandwich, okay. He's baloney, he's phony, he's bony. To a nigga that's thicker than old macaroni. I shit on niggas for real, toilet style feel. Ain't nobody fucking with me, that's just how I feel. Drake cool, I like dude, I like Cuddy. Astro, Ace the homie, and Corey's my buddy. But put me in the dirt with niggas is muddy. Willie spit the dye line until it's ugly. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Okay.
No, I ain't Jamaican dog, but what you wanna do?
Yeah.
Put me in the ring, I'll give you the 1, 2. Fuck a battle rapper, death is upon you. Shout out to the biggies, the pox, the punch too. Still a couple niggas alive to run through. Some niggas to run through.
Okay.
Anywho, pick one, pick two.
Ain't
fucking with your boy from the cloth of Troy. From the cloth of Trojans, Achilles with a CD. Niggas that I love disrespected my ego. But when I saw dude, he corrected like a seal. Call me a bitch or whatever, it's all feathers. Hip hop is dead and Willie's the ball bearer. Put rap in the hole, y'all ain't fucking with Cole. The connect, watch the summer turn cold.
Get him,
yeah. To connect, Willie North Pole, disturbing the peace, Def Jam, yeah. Once the album hits stores, I told y'all niggas what it was. It's the classic.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's your girl, Lushie Lush, alive in the building. My mother right here, you know what I'm saying, in the building, she... She want to send a shout out, you know what I'm saying? This is my mom, Dukes, you know what I'm saying? She carried me for 9 months in the womb, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my Nigerian-born, green, white, green out here in the building. This is my mom, Dukes, man. You already know what it is, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, mom.
What can I say?
Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? Okay.
Hey, how you doing? Hello. How you doing? Okay. Hi, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, this much more.
Hey, mom.
This last mom, how you doing? How you doing?
Well, you know you. You get the universal mom's code. We just say, hey, mom. We always say, hey, miss.
Okay, how you doing? Well, you know what? I'm glad to be his mom. I mean, I'm mom, okay? She's a grandma. I mean, grandma's a good, great girl, okay? So I'm just here to support her, okay?
Right.
Just everything in my life, all right?
I appreciate it.
All right. Y'all stay blessed, okay? All right, bye.
Thank you. Thanks, mom. That's my mom, Dukes, you know, coming through on the check-in. Unless she online, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my people out there, you know what I'm saying? That's the first time exclusive. That's the Lush Radio exclusive. My first time my mom, Dukes, came through on the phone. Oh, man, that's what it is, man. That's what's up. Yeah, so that's what it is, man. We got a caller. Before we go over there, man, what did you think about the new Willie North poll right there?
You know, I like Willie. I like Willie's energy. But I just really ain't, you know, I think the record ain't there yet. Like, I ain't heard the record that I need. Yeah, like, I like Willie. Like, I know him, and I know his manager. We all do. Well, I mean, the record is cool. Record that would make me say that's the record for him yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think every artist got a record that finds them and makes them who they are. I think the record he got now is a good record. My boy K.O. did the record. Big shout out to K.O. and K.O. Music. But, you know, right now I just ain't heard that makes me think that's the record yet.
Okay, that's real talk. We're getting honest feedback. We got a caller from the 773 right there. That looks like the shy number right there. What's cracking, family? You live in the building. Tell me where you repping and what's your name, family? You live with Kevin Shine on Lush Radio Online. Let's get that grind on, pimpin'. What's up? 773, you live in the building. What's cracking, family? 773. I guess 773 wants to just sit there and chill. Okay, now. Thank you for calling. Thanks for listening, man. That's what it is. Lush Radio Online, live in the building, man. Again, it in with Kevin Shine. So, you know, I got one another question because, you know, a lot of people are always chasing the dream. Like a lot of the independent artists are always chasing the dream, right? They're always chasing the dream of, you know, trying to be on a label. The bottom is, even if you do get on a record label, you can still be shelved at the same time. You can have a label sign you, but you can still be shelved because you might not have that it song at that time. You might got potential, but you can still be shelved. Can you educate us more on that situation, Kev?
Well, first of all, that's the reason why I always say, you know, I was saying to my man, you know, let's use him as the example, the one that just, you know, called in. I mean, he believes in his act. You know, he's invested in it from an emotional standpoint, and he really wants to see his act rock and get the most looks that they can possibly get. So in his mind, you know, a record deal means I'm going to maximize, you know, the viewership or the people that's going to really support my project. So then, like, now, him, like you said earlier, instead of him putting the focus on creating his own brand to make this his brand, he's trying to get somebody to give him a brand that he can use to say, well, you know, now y'all can support me because I'm Sony, or y'all can support me because I'm Jive, or y'all can support. So if I'm only supporting you because you with that company, and I'm not supporting you because you're you, then how long do you think that's going to last? Because I'm not supporting Snoop Dogg because Snoop Dogg with any label. I'm supporting him because I like Snoop Dogg. I'm not supporting Jay-Z because Jay-Z is with any label. I'm supporting Jay-Z because Jay-Z. So artists go out of their way to define themselves as themselves. It's just they run into these artists that don't understand that, and they constantly trying to get down with a company. They, instead of trying to make find out who they are, that's when you run into an issue. And then when you get in these companies, don't you realize you're competing against the artists on that label? You're not just competing against the artists that's on the other labels. Now you're competing against the artists on your own label. Because when your record comes out, that means that their record isn't coming out, or they got to wait on their release date, or they might have, like, within every record company system, there's people in that system that have earned somebody's, somebody. So now, you know, like if I come to the label, Lush, and you at the label, and me and you been rocking, and you been watching my career from when I first started, me and you, we rocking, you know what I'm saying? We got a relationship. Now here comes the new artist, and you might like them, and I'm getting nervous, because I'm like, wait a minute, Lush, don't you remember we was rocking? You can't just jump with them. You know what I'm saying? So it's competition all the way around. And you guys got to understand that a record deal don't change your life. It makes you have to work harder. And if you weren't working harder already, then that's not the time to start working.
Are you getting your hair washed? What's going on over there? It sounds like some water or something. But, what you said was some real deal, and they really need to know that, because you know the inside, the inner beast, you know, in this industry, you know, and you know how, you know, the movers and the shaking, how everything moves. They need to know that, because a lot of people are really, like, I mean, these people are spending money on raps. These people are spending raps on their cars. They spending money on all this extra stuff, on a lot of conferences and stuff like that, but they haven't really invested in their project on mixing and mastering it. They haven't really, spent money on building and working on their craft or spending money on a legal process of what they need and coming to the table with presentation, you know, and these record labels, you know, coming at them. Just because you get signed doesn't mean that you're going to sell, like you're going to hit triple platinum and stuff because you're signed. No, it doesn't. At that same time, they're not, back in the day, they used to spend money to promote you, do this, that, and the third. It's not going down like that no more, baby. I'm going to let you know that. You have to still go out there and promote your own stuff. It's not a game.
That's the reason why I was saying that there's no such thing as a record deal to my man who really called in. Like, if he's sitting there saying that he has an artist that he think is unique, he has an artist that he think is not getting the proper look, then maybe he isn't taking enough time to invest trying to find the artist that I like his artist. You know what I'm saying? So if you're not even confident that your artist, that you know who the people are. And then, you know what? I forgot to add this one to my number of things that you asked me. You hate it when somebody says they're hot and they really, really feel it fine and they're really hot, they book them for a show and nobody comes to see them, not even their own uncle or auntie. Nobody. They can't even get 8 people to come. You can't get. They talking about, give me $1 million contract, and all of a sudden, if you sign me, all of a sudden, 20,000 people going to stop following me automatically just because you signed me. That's not the truth. If you don't even know, if you know, you get 10 people to come see you rock at a show, why would I give you any kind of money to help you?
That's talk like that. I've seen cats that come to me, they say, yo, Lush, play my music, Lush, this, this,
Yo, I'm a hot. I'm the hottest thing in the thing. I don't know who you are and stuff, but I'll give you a chance. So if you do a show and all I'm hearing is crickets, then I don't know what. You gotta make sure your movement is strong. If you don't got your own people in your neighborhood, your mom, your aunties, and all of them coming through, it's your graduation, you got to get that following first, because when A&Rs don't want you to come to them directly. They want to see your movement. They want to sit in a crowd and, yo, be like, yo, they seeing talent shows and stuff. They're going to different markets, and they're sitting there, and they bring this cat they don't even know who they are. They come on stage, and almost like 500 cats rush to the stage like, yo, they want to know who that cat is.
I want to give an action of an act that I think I don't know if I told this story before. When we was on the other show, I think I did. But I went, a friend of mine in Chicago invited me to go see a group. At the time, the group was called 108. And, not 108, this other group. And she was like, all these guys from Philly gonna be there, and they rocking, they from out of town, they dope, you really come in and check them out, you know, and all like that. So I come to see them, and when I walked through the door to see them, there was this group called 108 that was performing. And I'm looking in the crowd, and all I can see is people with T-shirts on, people with pants, with bandanas, with jackets, with CDs, with posters, and all these things said 108 on them. And I'm like, well, who is 108? Looking at the stage, the dudes are rocking so hard, and they rocking like, and they got the whole crowd saying everything they saying. Everybody's every word they chanting them, and they saying all. And I'm like, wait a minute, I must be here to see the wrong group, because that's the group I want. CD, and of course I was with a female friend of mine, and at the Leaving Hip Hop that night, and I promised her I was going to spend time with her, so she didn't want to hear no hip hop that night when I got in the car. The next day, I got up first thing in the morning, I popped CD in. Going back to what you said to the other person, the records were mixed properly. They were pre-mastered but not mastered, so they still had a really good, you know, mix and really good vibe on it, and the production was crazy. So I'm sitting here listening to this like, who are these dudes? I went to meet them. The first thing like that happened to me, like, they, you know, of course, this is hip-hop. So I walk in the door, and the guys go, Mr. Shine. And I go, wait a minute, is this hip-hop? Like, dudes are like, Shine? I'm like, what is that? You know, nobody was saying, what's up? And, you know, Joe or nothing. They were like, Mr. Shine. So we continued. I took 50 of their CDs. I sent it out to, a bunch of DJs. Mm-hmm. What ended up happening was the DJs were hitting me back, going, man, they crazy. I love them. I love them. I love them. And they like, and I'm taking the CD, and it was so overwhelming. But we all knew we didn't have the single, so we were really trying to get the single, right? And then in the process of us trying to get the single, the lead and the most important member of the group got killed.
Oh, wow. Wow,
and
that's crazy.
And what was terrible was it was the day before I had a label looking at them.
God, man, that's terrible, man. Dang. That is crazy right there, man. That's crazy. That's some crazy stuff right there, man. But you know what? You know, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's some real talk when you was talking about, you know, them with the strong following and stuff like that, but it's a tragedy. It's tragic that situation had to happen, man, for really, you know what I'm saying? Let him rest in peace, for real. I'm going to try again to see if this caller from the 773 is going to ask this quick question,
But, you know, the last thing I want to ask you before I bring this caller in is, Kevin, as you know, you doing all that you do, what do you see yourself, what do you see in the future for the firm and your whole movement and you as a person?
Well, what we're doing right now, just, you know, I hadn't had a chance to really announce it. We run several educational programs, but they're not like really educational programs. We do this thing called live radio where if you're a new artist and you're trying to get critique, what we do is invite professionals to come out. And like what we do is we have you play your stuff. Now, you're not allowed to explain the music. All you have to, all you do is you introduce yourself, tell us the song, and then we play it, and we're going to give you a critique from the audience and from the panel. So you're not allowed to say anything. You can't explain what you meant to us, this, all that don't matter. Then we got another program we do called Record Breaker, where like we were talking about the beat battle thing earlier. Well, what happened was that I went to a beat battle and I watched this dude get up. I said to the crowd, I like, this is entertainment. This is not, y'all, more than likely, y'all not playing beats that we would normally buy. Sometimes y'all playing beats that get the crowd excited and y'all not really taking consideration of those being songs. So what me and the promoters and the producers of the show did, we got together and I came up with something called Record Breakers, where instead of battling your beats, we battle records. So now when a cat get upset, I be like, dog, you upset? Battle your records against this person. Go get your records and bring your best record.
Wow, that's some real talk right there, yo.
So then we do this last thing. We do sessions. Is I take like 10 or 15 songwriters and producers, and if you have like credits and nobody know who you are yet, or you're dope and nobody knows who you are, we take you and we put you in writing sessions, and you don't even got to be ASCAP. It's an ASCAP event, but you could be BMI, you could be CSAC, you could be Sound Exchange. It doesn't matter as long as you hot. And what we do is we put you on blast. Two of your records, we put you on blast in front of A&Rs, in front of artists that's looking for records for their albums, in front of publishing people who are looking to sign people for publishing deals. And we do this every month here in Atlanta. And it's become one of the biggest things. And the last thing I do this thing called the Premier A&R Showcase, where I actually adopt three or four acts, and I send them through a development process so they can understand what it really means to work with an A&R. Because I think with the new industry, we don't have a situation where a lot of people understand what A&Rs do, and I think it's important to actually take an act and give them a chance to work with me and learn what an A&R really does. So those are like my programs that I run. And right now with those programs and then me going out speaking and all like that, I'm just really, right now, I'm just trying to be about this music, about educating my people, growing a good company, and just trying to make sure we get back to the community of music and let the music, you know, and the people, you know, get back to quality again. I just want to be a part of quality and change.
And that's real cool right there. I mean, you're not lying about that. We're going to try to bring this call. Caller from the 773. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, family? 773? I think they just listening. I think a lot of people just like to listen and get that, take it all in and stuff.
I think like a lot of people, like, you know, like I said earlier when it comes to, you know, the educational stuff, a lot of people are get intimidated about asking questions because they don't want to sound like they don't know what they're talking about. And they don't understand that the reason we do these shows and the reason we open up and talk like we talk is because we're trying to initiate a dialogue, because a lot of those same people will go back after this conversation and continue to talk like they know what they're talking about and keep teaching our people the wrong stuff. And we really trying to get our people to the right level, because that's what they want you to do. They don't want you to be educated about the whole game, because that's more money in their pocket. All I'm saying is to all of you out there, that really want to see this thing become your career and you want to be in it for the rest of your life, I'm not here to make you feel dumb. I'm here to help you get better. That's all.
And that's real talk right there. You know what I'm saying? We got your man Kevin Shine live in the building, definitely dropping jewels. The last question I have for you, Kevin, is for these cats that's in the game that want to inspire to do the things that you are doing or even, you know what I'm saying, just get in the industry itself and find their niche, what kind of advice would you give them?
Like I said earlier, everybody has something they do naturally that's their gift. Some people know how to talk well. You know, they engage people in good conversation. Some people are just hard workers and they're not real talkers, you know. And once you kind of examine what a person's strengths are, then you know where they proper place to put them in. So, like, even in my company, when I'm looking for somebody that I might want to put on, I try to figure out what their strengths are, and I try to figure out what their weaknesses are. Because as I told you before, you don't negotiate a person's strengths, you negotiate their weaknesses. So once I understand what their strengths and their weaknesses are, then I know where to place them, whether that be in marketing, whether that be in publicity, whether that be in coordinating projects or whatever the case may be. I try to figure out what their strengths are and I try to put them where they're the strongest. But I think where a lot of people drop the ball is they don't know how to recognize their own strengths. And they don't understand how to cover up the weaknesses. So I think in order for you to really be in this business, really excel in this business, you're going to have somebody who mentors you. You're going to have to do internships. You're going to have to volunteer. You're going to have to find a way to get into this game without just always saying you got to get paid. And you're going to have to open up to the opportunity of learning the game of the music industry so you can get to the business of the music industry.
And that's definitely some real talk right there. You know, and I want to thank you so much, you know what I'm saying, for coming through, Kev, and, you know, taking time out of the time that you was, you know, getting your hair cut. And that's real love right there. That's why I love you, Kev, you know what I'm saying, making these sacrifices for me. I love you so much, you know, risking a chance of getting cut in the barber seat, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to your barber out there doing this thing for real, cutting you up, making you look fly like you always do. And shout out to the whole firm movement. Shout out to all the cats in ATL, Willie North Pole, Music Jones, Archie Eversole, everybody out there in the ATL movement. All the independent artists out there that's definitely doing their thing. Check out this Friday. It's New Music Friday. I'm going to have Spider Lock, G-Unit's own Spider Loke, live in the building, West Coast artist. Doing this thing, he's gonna be live in the building, and we're gonna do Freestyle Friday. Call in if you think you got balls. Call in and just spit your piece. If you got you know, some Porsche, you got open mic night, and you know what I'm saying, your man DJ Two gonna be live in the building. We're gonna be talking our ish, and you know what I'm saying, New Music Friday, the panel, you know, special ed, my bro, you might be coming through. Music Jones will be on the panel. My girl, you know what I'm saying, Brown Girls will be live in the building. And the A&R for Social Death will be in the building. So, you know what I'm saying, bring your A-game. It's going down Friday, New Music Friday. You know what I'm saying? We were blessed. I was blessed and honored to have my man Kevin Shine live in the building. I respect you. I love you. And I wish nothing but blessings for you and all that you do. And you keep shining. You keep doing what you do, man. We need education. We need the knowledge that you're dropping for our people so they can better themselves, man. And, you know what I'm saying, anything that you want in life, I pray that it comes true, man. And, You know, me Casa, Su Casa, man. I hope this ain't the only time we have you coming through, fam.
I'm locked in. I just want to say big shout out to my boss, Wayne Williams. You know, dude. You know, I want to say big shout out to him because dude is really, you know, he's a legend and he's somebody who has really taken me on. And even to this day, he's one of my, you know, my mentors right now and doing what I do. And I want to thank him. I want to thank a gentleman named Mr. Taylor, who is my business partner in a management scenario that I do out here in Atlanta with the girls, because he's also just as big as I'm trying to do. But just everybody like you who helped me keep the movement alive, I just want to thank you.
And that's what I'm sorry. I know I was saying this, but we do have a last caller. I think they want to say something. caller from the 202 DMV. It looks like this is my other mom out here. You know what I'm saying? My other mother out here. Linda, is that you, Ma?
Yes, ma'am. How is everybody doing?
Great. That's what's up, man. You got a question for Kevin?
I sure do. Should I call you Kevin? Should I call you Shine? What should I call you?
Kevin, you go. Whatever you want to call him, you good.
Okay, Mr. Kevin. You was putting out your the things you do out there in Atlanta as far as seeing the artists to see their talent or whatever they have. And I missed the first one. I got Record Breaker, I got Showcase, and it was one before that.
Live Radio. Yeah, Live Radio is the first one.
Uh-huh.
Record Breaker is the second one.
Uh-huh.
The ASCAP Writing Sessions is the third one. And then I do something called the Premier and Authentics.
Okay. And I wanted to know, how can they get in touch with you? Because I have some sons that, they made their own CDs, and they do exactly what you said. They go out, and they perform. People actually invite them to come out. And from what I understand, my son said they got an offer to open up for Lil Wayne next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know how they can get in touch with you so you can see what they have.
Like I said, the best way to reach me is, my girl, she has me directly. If you hit me on Twitter, then I'll give you all my information. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up
on Twitter
at 7 underscore A-N-R Shine. A-N-R underscore Shine, I'm sorry. Or you can hit me on MySpace, which is you can hit me at .com/KEVSHINE Shine, Kev Shine.
Okay. And could I send you a link to their MySpace?
Oh, yeah, you can do all that.
Okay. All righty. That's all I wanted to know.
That's what's up. Thank you, Mom.
Hey, you know, I want to say that, you know, with these programs that we education, like, we really, like, proactively are trying to help people understand their own product and try to help them understand what they need to do to get better. We're not just beating us out of here with a whole bunch of information, and it ain't got nothing to do with being proactive about their music. We keep the quality of music and education. I do want to keep that noted that we keep, you know, the firm is all about quality music and education.
But, you know, education and music intertwines, you know, together, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of y'all might not know, you know, Kevin used to teach also. That's a, you know what I'm saying, some knowledge for the day. He used to teach, actually, you know what I'm saying?
I taught at Columbia College in Chicago. I left with a 70% success ratio in getting students jobs and internships in the music industry. And I also lectured at NYU in New York on contract negotiations and publishing. So, I made my rounds. And I've been doing this thing for 15 years. And I always keep my number one thing because having the opportunity to help somebody, always remembering that, you know, I didn't have somebody there to help me, so I try to fill in the blanks where it wasn't there for me.
That's what's up, man. That's what it's all about, man. You know what I'm saying? If we can change only one person's life, man, then we done something, man. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I definitely want to tell you that I'm proud of you. I love you, Kev, and I'm going to holler at you at the flip side. And for all y'all, man, make sure y'all log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Check that out. And also, check out the show. Add me as your favorite. Comment. I would love for y'all guys to comment on the show. Your thoughts on how you felt about the show, if it was good feedback. Comment on the show. Hit me up on Twitter at Lush Radio Online on Twitter. Also, check out our show tomorrow. It's going down. I'm going to be on NSB Radio hosting that show. I'll be tweeting that out. And also, I'll be on Street Queens The Movement with our women's paddle with strong women bosses doing their thing in the industry. And we talk about real issues and help the community. We're talking about a controversial issue that's basically in our face. We're going to be talking about stereotypes. and stereotypes is a big issue that we deal with. I know a lot of you guys grew up, you know what I'm saying, with stereotypes of how you felt about Hispanics as being blacks and how whites, you know, felt about black people and how Chinese people felt about each other. We're talking about, so I implore you, whatever race you are, call into the show. We want to talk about stereotypes. We basically want to expose them and prove to people that, you know, don't always believe a stereotype. You understand what I'm saying? So it's going down tomorrow at 8 o'clock on the dot, Street Queens the Movement. Bring your views, bring your pens, take your notes, and let's talk about it. It's real talk, real people for grown folk. It's going down. Lush Radio Online, it's not a game, man. It's a lifestyle. It's an attitude. I'm a lush. I'm a positive, motivated person that's always striving to embed myself. I'm a lush. Holla at your girl all day, every day. Kevin Shine was live in the building. We want to thank all our callers, all our listeners, both of my mom, Dukes, for coming through. You know what I'm saying? My cat from, you know, St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? My people's calling from the Shy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's, you know, in the chat room, Brown Girls. You know what I'm saying? C-Dub. You know, met E already. You know what I'm saying? All them cats out there. My intern, Mary, you know what I'm saying, doing a thing on a 1-2. Shout out to my boy out there, consulting guy, the whole movement, the whole digital conglomerate. We in the building. We get it. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, the people's voice. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. Shout out to Strictly Bump One, our official sponsors and Diverse Media Group, LLC. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle. We live it. Get your game face on. You already know what it is, man. Live, breathe, and live life, man. You know what I'm saying? And keep God first, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, and you just officially got stamped. Shout out to my man, Archie Eversole. You know what I'm saying? The mixtape is out for the love of hip-hop. Check for it. Download it. It's free. Check for it. It's your girl. I love you, Kev. I'm going to holler at you on the flip side. All right, boo?
All right.
That's what it is, man.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top, look at me now. Left a dead bleeding in the street. By somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'ma keep winning.
They wanna see you winning ever since the beginning. $500 set up, they wanna see it. I'm surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and go and buy all the bottles.
Yeah.
I ain't hit the lotto, never promise tomorrow. I came a long way with no cash in that Monte Carlo.
Niggas ain't never seen. Every day is just